kind of whittling down process. You start with the number of stars in our Milky Way galaxy. About 400 million stars. And then you ask, how many planets are going around each one of those stars? How many of those planets are suitable planets? How many of them have the right temperature and the right chemicals for life to get started? If you have a suitable planet, how many of those does life actually get started on? We think that happens pretty often, that life gets started because life got started here on Earth, very early. The oldest rocks you can find have life with fossils on them. As soon as the Earth cooled down, it looked like life got started. So the fact that it happens so quickly, we think, means that it's not a very difficult process and it's going to happen under suitable planets. The next question in the Drake equation is, once you have a suitable planet where life gets started, does life evolve and become intelligent? We really don't know. It's happened a few times on Earth. We have intelligent creatures, dolphins, whales, humans. But only one of them builds radio telescopes. The next question is, if you have intelligent creatures, do they evolve technology and are capable of communication? Do they send off radio signals or television signals? And the last factor in the Drake equation is the longevity of the civilization. How long do they live? As soon as they discover radio and start sending out radio waves and using the radio waves, do they blow themselves up and also invent fancy weapons, nuclear weapons, biological weapons? How long do they live?